First thing I want to say is that we wore this because the New York Giants wanted to honor and mourn the assassination of the two New York City policemen that took place last night in our city. We also wanted to wear this pin representing peace. Let's hope that the voice of reason can prevail. Violence never solved anything. I realize there are issues, but solve them with nonviolent means. The game today was a very physical game. We knew that we were coming into that. We knew it would be very, very physical. It was. There were some distractions in the first half. The one thing that I complimented our players on was that we did not allow any distraction to keep us from the reason that we came here. We came to win, and we did win. And, you know, we continue to play good, solid football. We got some points today. We were plus three in turnovers. We gave up some plays, and we got some big plays. So that kind of evened itself out. And I was even worried right at the end there. They had no timeouts, but they did have 2 minutes and the bad snap from center. And Kerry Wynn ought to be recognized for some of the things he's doing as a young player and taking advantage of his opportunities.
It was clear.
Nothing else?
It was clear coming in that some of your players thought that play that borderline on, or was dirty. How did you feel about that?
I have no comment about that stuff. You saw it. I saw it. I mean, next thing you know, it was a ruckus, and that's all I knew.
Did your players seem to be coming to the defense of their rookie receiver? Did they go over the line, or were they justified?
You're not going to get me to say that. I'm sorry. That's not my purpose in being here. I didn't see exactly what happened. Would they defend their teammate? Would they have his back? Yes, they would. And obviously, they thought he was in danger.
Did you feel like, I mean...
Don't ask me. I'm not answering. What am I going to say?
Did you notice anything specific with Beckham of them?
Well, I didn't know.
Going after him?
No,
because
I didn't.
There was multiple times where they got flagged for it, obviously.
Yeah, we got flagged for it. He finally got flagged for celebration. And that was an issue because here we are kicking off from the 20-yard line. They had the ball with great field. So I hope that lesson is learned.
Do you feel at all that what happened and the guys come to the defense of Odell maybe sparked the team a little bit as you went forward?
I don't think it hurt, to be honest with you, but I think that, quite frankly, settling down, I'm sure the Rams sideline and settling down our sideline became the issue. And, we got under control. We came in at halftime, and I think we had it all settled.
Tom, from your point of view, after Odell's second touchdown, he kind of placed the ball in the end zone, then went and picked it up and handed it to the official. Did you say something to him at halftime?
No, I said to him, as when it happened, when he was called for it, I said something to him, yeah.
Do you think that led to the stuff that happened later?
No,
that maybe they were infuriated?
I think they were, they obviously are aware of the young player, and I'm not going to give any reason for anything other than the fact that I know they were trying to defend him.
What was the difference?
From your standpoint, are the celebrations and any of those antics an issue with him? Does he have to tone it down?
He will tone it down. He will. He did.
What was the difference between what he did and...
Can we talk about the... Does anybody care about the game? We got to talk about all of this stuff? What else you want to ask me about this?
What was the difference between what he did there and that you had a problem with him, what he's been doing in the past in regards to the celebrations?
We've talked about his celebrations, and the officials called it this time. So I'm sure that he'll learn from it. Anybody else? Happy holidays.